And since you have criminals...
Attorney Mitchell Garabedian, who represents 13 local victims, was not present but relayed comments over a smartphone held by Robert Holtzen of the advocacy group Road to Recovery. The Diocese of Buffalo has, according to information shared by Garabedian, tendered settlement offers ranging from $10,000 to $340,000. Michael Whalen, who in February was the first to go public with his case, did not disclose a number but said his offer was among the lower.
My life was ruined by this man, and I would like to know how they come to this number. I'd like to know the process of this.
Whalen says his decades of coping in private included drug and alcohol abuse, for which he was treated but on his own dime. He's now living on disability payments and says he has just 9 cents left in his checking account after paying the bills. He turned down his offer. Robert Holtzen, meanwhile, spoke of the other offers on the table.
If victims feel that the compensation program will help them in their recovery and their healing, Mr. Garabedian encourages them to participate in that. However, if that same program, as in the case of Michael Whalen, re-victimizes and insults the victim, then they can wait until the law in New York State has changed.
It's expected the state legislature will pass the Child Victims Act in 2019. It eases statutes of limitations and would allow more victims the chance to pursue civil action. Garabedian, relaying his message through Holtzen, suggests what victims are really seeking by entering the diocesan compensation program is validation. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.